President?
Yes.
I've been doing a little campaigning, and I thought I might give you a first-hand report.
All right.
And a suggestion or two of some people that you may want to make contact with directly or by mail. Spent some time in North Florida this week and made about 6 appearances in the cracker country there. Your visit to Jacksonville was extremely well received. I spoke there Thursday night, went across the northern part of the state, and then went down to Lakeville and into Miami. The Florida, I think this thing there, which is pretty tough gold water at this point, is beginning to change. And I spoke pretty firmly and strongly on the pocketbook approach in connection with agriculture, because this is a pretty important area. And got what I thought was, and Doyle Connor, the Commissioner of Agriculture of Florida, who took me around. Incidentally, Mr. President, is a very, very shrewd, able young politician. If you have any chance to drop him a note while he's gone way out on this, he's extremely popular. The Florida Democratic Legislative Caucus will be held on October 2nd. The speaker designate, whose name is E.C. Rowell, R-O-W-E-L-L, I did not personally see, but Connor tells me he is friendly and is going to support the ticket, and a note from you or even possibly a call before that caucus, particularly because the speaker, the current speaker who will be replaced, is now campaigning in Florida with Goldwater. His name is Mallory Horn.
Why don't you call up Ms. Roberts? I'm getting ready to leave here and go into Austin, and I'll be back tonight, but I'll be campaigning tomorrow. Call her up and dictate these letters to her, or vote two or three of them.
All right, fine.
Just dictate what you think I'll say, and I'll sign them when I get in late tomorrow night.
All right, just two here, and the President of the Senate down there also is, we ought to reach before then. I'll do it that way then.
That's good.
Very good.
Any other news?
Oh, generally good, I think. I was also up into Chicago and off into Iowa. And I ran into the Billy Celestis thing, but I don't think anybody's taking it too seriously.
They're going to make a big play with that, and Mont and them are going to say it's got a lot of politics in it. What are they going to say in their report, Mont and Curtis?
I don't know what Mont and Curtis are going to say in their report. I, of course, haven't seen it, but I don't know much what they can say except generalities, because, as you know, there isn't anything that anyone who was discovered, disclosed, prosecuted within the department at all. And all I'm saying, Mr. President, is that the proof of the pudding's in the eating, that Billy Celestis was prosecuted and convicted for defrauding a private finance company. He didn't get a dime out of the United States government. There was no wrongdoing by the department, period. That's it.
Well, you ought to be able to say that on television and not after that report, so your statement gets the same story that the report gets.
Yeah, that's what we're planning to do, and they were mouthing about it in Iowa, and this is what I said now. I've already said on television in Iowa already last night. But we're set up, but this will come out, I think, tomorrow, and I'm prepared to say precisely that as soon as the report comes out. The report from the other report, Irwin and Muskie, we've been working on, is good. And so it'll be, now what McClellan will do, God only knows. So we'll be right on top of it and get back immediately.
Thank you, my friend.
Great.
Bye.